This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan. Yeah.
Do the show, bitch!
Satin shoes!
7 o'clock Thursday morning, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan, and there is hope out there. We actually had a qualifier for our Las Vegas getaway to the Westgate, $250 and take on Woods yesterday. Maybe you can be qualifier number two today. Just call in now, 833-288-0973. We're going to play our game in just a couple of minutes, 833-288-0973. It's musical trivia, head-to-head, five questions against Stephen Woods over there. Call now. You can be our contestant momentarily. Also, as we mentioned, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dean Norris, actor, is going to be with us from Breaking Bad, played Hank Schrader. He's got a new show coming out he's trying to promote, and they gave us the opportunity to talk to Dean. I thought,
No brainer.
He'll appear on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Today, of course, is Earth Day.
Yeah, so happy Earth Day, everyone.
I feel like we're recycling the same show over and over again, doing our part, talking about frustrating Padres losses and injuries.
We have been really good at recycling. God, you're right. You are right.
I'd actually like to break out some, open some plastic and open a package on a new show.
A fresh new show for tomorrow? Like, God, that would be a great way to end the week after a victory.
An 8-1 win over the Dodgers. And
dominating Bueller.
Got that new show smell tomorrow morning.
Would be
nice. But right now we're just recycling them all. And good for the environment, sure. Not good for Padres fans' karma. It's also a National Take Your Kid to Work Day, I see.
I really missed the boat on this one. I should have brought that kid with me to school.
Taylor
to school.
Could come in. And
yeah, Taylor wouldn't say a word. All right. He'd just sit right in my lap. But did you see my wife's tweet about our son? It's funny. Today, he's in preschool. I have a parent-teacher conference today for my preschooler. Did you guys do that?
Disciplinary problems? I don't remember
No.
preschool. Obviously, I've gone to many parent-teacher conferences over the years. Don't remember them back in preschool.
Why am I terrified for this?
He's struggling in algebra
point
or something?
No, they're doing it with all the parents. They're doing it with all the parents. This is our slot.
Okay.
Today at 3:30, we're going to be doing my very first parent-teacher conference. And it is it's kind of nerve-wracking, to say the least. He has a new obsession, though. Have you seen my wife's tweet about him being obsessed with Alcatraz?
No, Alcatraz.
He's 3 years old. He was looking. We were looking at pictures on my phone, which he loves to do. And there's a picture of me in the jail cell at Alcatraz. And he asked me, "Daddy, why are you in jail? Daddy, why are you in jail? Are you a bad boy?" And I said, No. Mommy and I went to there's this place. It's in San Francisco. It's called Alcatraz. We had a great time.
I mean, I was in jail, but not this picture. That's a different
fair
story.
There are no pictures of me in actual jail, son. But he was like, he wanted to know all about Alcatraz.
I did the tour a long time ago.
The best.
It is very fun.
It's such a fun day because guess what?
List.
You get to get on a boat and leave. You don't have to stay on the rock. And it's hard not to put yourself when you're standing in one of those cells thinking, dude, Al Capone was in this cell, you know, 70 years ago, looking out, you could see the skyline of San Francisco. It's creepy. It's
hear
a creepy
the music
thing.
And
yeah,
all
and
the restaurants.
It's just you hear all the nightlife going on, and you're sitting there like, I'm in the middle of the ocean on this rock. It is a creepy place, but he is now. He's obsessed. His room is now Alcatraz. The bathroom is Daddy, it's time to go to Alcatraz. Okay. Let's put you in your cell. I'm like, this is great. He's already getting really comfortable with being incarcerated, apparently. But he's all in. So we're at the game yesterday. We'll talk about my other son, Hammer. This guy. This is amazing. So I'm telling the story about how he's obsessed with Alcatraz.
My wife goes, what is going on? Tell me about this.
Tell us about why Bo's obsessed with Alcatraz. I said, all right. So I start telling the story. And Hammer, all of a sudden, he's about 3 Bud Lights in. He gets really quiet. And I said, yeah, Hannah and I went a few years ago. And we had such a great time. We just had a blast. And Hammer looked at me and he goes, bro, like, that makes me sad that you guys were having a good time there. And I go, well, why? He goes, I'm Jewish. And, like, that's where, like, all my people were.
And at this point, clicks in my head where his head is at.
I go, no, Hammer, that's Auschwitz. That's Auschwitz. And I just looked at him you are such. He's so innocent. And he really was upset. He was really upset. He was hurt that I would be like at Auschwitz celebrating.
So insensitive.
Yeah, so insensitive. Hannah and I are at Auschwitz having a ball, you know? And I'm like, no, Hammer.
Selfies.
Yeah, we were at Alcatraz. It was a prison. It's a prison. He goes, oh, yeah. Oh, okay, good.
I couldn't decide what was funnier, Hammer's process or the idea that Hammer thought Bo would be walking around preschool saying,
talking about Auschwitz.
My bedroom is Auschwitz.
Right. I mean, it's just, I'm like, Hammer, you got to, sometimes you just got to play it through in your head and see if it makes sense. And clearly it doesn't. But again, like I said this morning, Hammer is a one in a gazillion. There's never been anyone like him ever. And so I'm glad we got that cleared up. But
we left the game yesterday. He left, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes before me and Megan did. We're walking back to our parking structure. Hammer just standing on the corner, 10th and J. He's on his phone, which I don't know why, because his phone doesn't work.
It's broken into a million pieces.
I'm like, yo, you okay, dude? I thought you left like an hour ago. He's like, yeah, can I borrow your phone? I need to call my mom. She's picking me up. I can't find her, and my phone doesn't work.
Yep. Oh my God. That's our Hammer. Beloved Hammer.
Good story.
Yeah.
Gem.
He's one in a billion.
All right,
let's jam.
Yeah, it's time to play Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, it can happen. Miracles do occur. We had a 2-2 tie yesterday. Woods still hasn't lost in like 2.5 months, but we did get a qualifier for our grand prize getaway to Vegas. 2 nights at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. Private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook. Largest sports book in the world. $250 food and beverage credit. And we got Michelle on the line as our contestant today. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you?
Good. All right. Good luck to you. You're going to get 5 questions. Woodsy's left the room. He'll get the same 5 questions that you do, and then we'll compare scores at the end and see if you qualify. Good luck to you. If you ever want to pass, you can always go back at the end if we've got time remaining. All right. 60 seconds on the clock for Michelle, please, Paul. Michelle, your time will start at the end of the first question, which is our 2-second song category. I'll play you 2 seconds of a song, and you have to give me both the title of the song and the artist to score a point. And we'll begin when Polly plays the music now. What is the name of Beyoncé's onstage alter ego? She included it in the title of her third album in 2009.
Good. Pass for a second, pass.
You still remember the dance, but do you remember which Spanish pop band had a mega hit in 1996 with the Macarena?
Pass.
What is the name of the title woman in a 1972 number one hit by Looking Glass? Ladies love pioneering rapper James Smith, which is why he adopted which well-known stage name? What is the name of Beyoncé's onstage alter ego she included in the title of her third album in 2009?
That one's Sasha Fierce.
You still remember the dance, but do you remember which Spanish pop band had a mega hit in 1996 with a Macarena? We're out of time. I wish you had a little more time there. Hang on, Michelle. You did get two. You got Heart of Glass by Blondie, and Sasha Fierce is Beyoncé's alter ego. Los Del Rio is the Macarena band. Brandy is the Looking Glass hit from 1972. And Ladies Love James Smith, LL Cool J is his stage name. So those are your answers. Woodsy will get the same five questions, have the same 1 minute, and we'll see if we get qualifiers for our grand prize drawing 2 days in a row. Woodsy, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
60 seconds on the clock for Woods. Paul, your time begins when we play the music for our 2 second song. Remember, I need both the title and the artist. Let's play.
Heart of Glass, Blondie.
What is the name of Beyoncé's onstage alter ego? She included it in the title of her third album in 2009.
Queen B.
You still remember the dance, but do you remember which Spanish pop band had a mega hit in 1996 with the Macarena?
Pass.
What was the name of the title woman in a 1972 number one hit by Looking Glass?
Brandy.
Ladies love pioneering rapper James Smith, which is why he adopted which well-known stage name?
Ladies love, ladies love.
Come on.
Read that one again.
Ladies love pioneering rapper James Smith, which is why he adopted which well-known stage name?
Oh, LL Cool J.
You still remember the dance, but do you remember which Spanish pop band had a mega hit in 1996 with the Macarena?
I have no idea. Pass. Forever.
Right. That's the last one. You did get three correct, which edges Michelle 3-2 for an outright victory for Woods today.
Oh, you got three? What did I miss?
Sasha Fierce is the title of the album in for Beyoncé, her third album, and Alter Ego in 2009. Queen Bee is another nickname she goes
got
by,
it.
But not part of the album name. Los Del Rio.
Los Del Rio, okay.
It's the Macarena band from 1996. You got Brandy, and you got LL, Ladies Love, Cool James Smith, LL Cool J.
I would bet anything that Ben knows the Macarena.
The dance,
yeah.
You mean? I mean, I know it's got the crossover,
there,
it's got the hits.
There it is. Oh.
But after that, I've kind of forgotten what comes after that.
That was more than I know.
Stand up and do it right now.
His side hips. But I don't remember what happens after that.
I don't either. Oh, he's doing it.
That's all I remember.
The song was massive.
Oh, massive! 1996. Everywhere. It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Crazy. All right, we're going to get to Don't Do This a little bit early today because right at the bottom of the hour, Dean Norris, actor, is going to join us from Breaking Bad, talking about a new show he's got coming out really soon. So Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods.
Yep.
I get an update on yesterday's Raiders-related Don't Do This.
Oh, more?
For sure, yeah.
Oh,
we get an update for you on that one. And actually a similar type story as well involving LeBron James. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.